I'm Blaze Ganey here with Kirk Bailey, the American Civil Liberty Union's political director here in Florida, and we're going to get right into Senate Bill 7066. It was amended Thursday night to add in implementing language for Amendment 4. Can you tell me the ACLU's thoughts on this amendment?
Thank you, Blaze. I think the trouble with this legislation is, our view is that the legislature has just created the same roadblocks that were in place when returning citizens had to go through the clemency process to get their rights restored. So the bill essentially creates more delays and assures denials to the right to vote for people who we think are eligible under Amendment 4. The bill is too broad, and the offenses that it defines are as being excluded for, you know, individuals who still aren't eligible to vote. And it requires too much in terms of their payment of civil monetary obligations before their terms of sentence are deemed complete. And all of that we don't think is consistent with Amendment 4.
All right. Now, another part of the bill talks about the financial obligations and what they must do, felons that is, to complete them. They can either pay them in full, they can have a victim or the court forgive them for the restitution, or if a judge allows, a felon can then serve community service in lieu of payment. Now, do you all see this as a jurisdictional nightmare where felons could go to Orange County and have to do less community service maybe than a judge in Okaloosa County who may feel differently about a sentence?
Yeah, we definitely do have concerns that this legislation will be confusing and implemented in different ways in different jurisdictions, and that it'll have a disparate impact on individuals, both in its overall scope, but it'll have an unequal impact in how it's implemented around the state. Frankly, it seems to us to be administratively impossible to implement the way legislators described it, and that's why I think, you know, our view is it's assured to mean denials of the right to vote for people who are otherwise eligible.
And great. And I know instead of paying off, they can have that transferred into community service hours. And a question was asked on the floor earlier, on the House floor, about whether or not there would be an equation that would be mapped out to say X amount of hours equals X amount of dollars. The rebuttal to that from Representative Grant was that each county has their own equation that they go off of. Now, from my understanding, that there by itself automatically makes it unconstitutional, where we're going different county by county to have different ways that a person will be able to get their rights back. Is that the same way that the ACLU sees it?
Yeah, you know, I'll admit we're still evaluating all of the different the problems with this bill, but you've certainly identified one that's going to be problematic if it leads to different treatment of different individuals in different counties who are otherwise similarly situated. The amendment was designed to create a standard statewide, and because of the operation of legislation that the legislature has put in place, that doesn't turn out to be the case, it's going to present serious constitutional problems.
If it does present constitutional problems, From where I sit, I'm used to seeing, you know, people challenge this. Is that what ACLU, or have you heard of anybody expecting to do that now that it just passed less than an hour ago? But I'd imagine those talks would have already started.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. I mean, we usually don't comment on litigation before we actually file it, which is, you know, many organizations do the same. We've obviously been evaluating these bills as they've gone through the process, and asking ourselves what problems they present. We're continuing to do that, and I think we'll evaluate whether or not and on what grounds we might file litigation. Obviously, we wouldn't do that before the governor signs it. But that's definitely being considered. I would expect that that's going to be the case. We and many others have observed that there are numerous unconstitutional provisions in the various bills that have purported to implement Amendment 4. And, you know, now we're at that stage in the process where we have to make some of those decisions and go forward in the coming days and weeks.
And going forward, do you think that, I mean, it's hard to tell, but medical marijuana was also a constitutional amendment, and that took about 3 to 4 years to get fully implemented the way that the voters' intent was. And many would say that it still isn't really up to what the voters' intent was today. Do you see this as another problem that may take years to get right, seeing as the legislature only meets for 3 months out of every year?
I do think it's possible that this is going to take us some time to sort out. The one thing I will say about Amendment 4, however, is that it was clear and unambiguous. That was a position that the Florida Supreme Court took in terms of describing the language of Amendment 4. It's certainly our view that it is much clearer on its face in its language than other constitutional amendments have been. I'm not speaking specifically to medical marijuana, it's a very small, Amendment 4 was a very small amendment. It's just a little bit of language that sets out the standard for when folks should have their eligibility to vote restored. And so in that sense, I think the debate will be more focused, but it's going to take the time it takes if it ends up in litigation or if we have to come back to the legislature next year to try to remove some of these provisions that are undermining the amendment. It's definitely going to take some time.
All right. Thank you so much, Kirk Bailey with ACLU.
Thank you very much, Blaze.